President Biden is laying out his $2 trillion infrastructure plan today in Pittsburgh. It centers on transportation infrastructure and includes money for rebuilding and repairing 20,000 miles of roads and thousands of the country's bridges. It also invests in public transit, which has been hit hard by a year of lower ridership due to the pandemic. Let's bring in Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Peter.
And on the issue of public transportation, what are the priorities?
Well, some of it is what you might consider mundane but important investments. New buses, new trains, those sorts of things, as some of those get toward the end of their useful life. But there are very visible projects too, things like the Gateway Tunnel. That's the proposed tunnel under the Hudson River. Right now, you've got this big bottleneck where no matter how many trains you try to run between New Jersey and New York, they all kind of have to squeeze into this century-old tunnel that's in a state of disrepair. Former President Trump had put that project on ice, and that is very much a centerpiece of this plan, restoring the funding for that plan and putting it back on track to happen.
So, Seth, you and I have talked a lot over the past year or so about the deep hole that public transportation, rail, buses, that they're in. They've lost millions of users in the pandemic, and they already needed billions of dollars to upgrade even before the crisis hit. So, as you look at this plan, is it the kind of investment that these systems need to recover?
Well, it's the kind of investment that it could at least keep them away from what folks call the death spiral. So that's where you lose riders, and because you lose riders, you have less revenue, you have less money, and the systems become worse, and then people who might want to ride it just can't ride it anymore. So you've got the demand piece, Peter, which, look, that's going to just depend partly on how soon some number of people go back to the office, stop working from home, right? Doesn't matter how good the system is. There are some people right now who just don't need it. But then there are other people who are willing to use the system, but if all of a sudden the train just doesn't come that often or the bus route is cut, well, now they can't use the system. And so this at least kind of keeps things up on those systems so when demand does recover, the systems will be there to meet the demand.
You know, the price tag on this plan is very large. As we know, public transportation projects are also really, really expensive. So is the investment in public transportation worth the price tag?
Well, it depends on who you ask. There's a lot of opposition to this plan on both sides, by the way. You've got some progressive Democrats saying it doesn't go far enough. Certainly Republican senators and congressmen saying this is way too expensive. They sort of see it as a grab bag, including priorities that aren't just about infrastructure, you know, clean energy and so forth. But the argument is always going to be, in terms of explaining public transportation to people who don't use it, that when you are driving in your car and you see a bus with a couple dozen people on it, imagine if those couple dozen people were driving their own single occupancy vehicles. In other words, that public transportation helps people, even people who don't use it. That's what transit advocates are always going to argue.
And very briefly, Seth, that's the job that Pete Buttigieg has in front of him now. He's the transportation secretary.
Yeah, very much front and center now. Politico reported earlier this week he's meeting with Republican senators and congressmen, moderates like Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, you'd expect. And that one Republican congressman from Louisiana said he was impressed at Buttigieg's prowess in terms of transportation. Doesn't mean they'll all vote for it, but they seem to enjoy negotiating with him.
All right, we'll see. Infrastructure Day is here. Seth Kaplan, Here and Now, transportation analyst. Thank you.
You got it, Peter.